On Indiana Avenue, in a spare church room, a group of about 50 young men stand one at a time for roll call.
Mr. Rose, present, sir.
Corey, present, sir.
This is My Brother's Keeper, or MBK, a peer mentoring and leadership development group.
What's MBK?
MBK.
Whoa,
start over.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all messing up, man.
Brothers, what's MBK?
MBK is a group of distinguished young men.
Each weekly meeting has a real-world theme. Today's, baggage. Virgil Tharp, the group's founder, goes over what does it mean to have baggage? How does it hold you back? Tharp shares some very personal stories of loss and failure, tells the boys they aren't going to make some of his same mistakes.
We got to change our hearts and transform our minds. And we're going to do this now. Not when you're 30.
He says it's crucial to be transparent about adult issues, since so many of the boys already have to deal with them. A whole series of studies suggests that many young black men face a unique set of challenges growing up. Some social, cultural misunderstandings and racial stereotypes, and some economic, single-parent homes and substance abuse, all factors that can lead to academic underachievement. Tharp says he can relate. He's had first-hand experience.
I still have daddy issues. I have daddy, but he's an alcoholic. I modeled what he did.
He says he straightened up in part because of strong male figures and mentors in his life, but when he first started paying that forward and working with troubled youth, grades didn't go up, behaviors didn't change.
I initially thought, hey, if I come, they're going to change because I'm showing support. Nah. They needed more than just somebody coming in and out of their life.
My Brother's Keeper emphasizes peer mentoring, a strategy passed on to Tharp from his own childhood mentor, another leader of MBK. They believe young people want to be great, so although the men set a good example, boys need to see boys who are just like them achieving.
He's doing awesome in school. He's on the football team, made All-State. I can be just like him. Matter of fact, I could call and talk to him.
MBK sets standards and expects the kids to rise to them. Earn A's and B's, do 30 hours of community service, mentor somebody, and uphold a strict moral code.
I've done so much stupid stuff. They can't get away with nothing.
And it seems to be working. Tharp says the boys in his group's grades are improving and their number of referrals vastly decreasing. One peer leader of MBK is 15-year-old freshman DeAndre Collins-Jones. He facilitates a group breakout discussion.
I ain't got no baggage.
You ain't got no baggage? So nothing bothers you? And then y'all say y'all had an issue with laziness. You play basketball, right? You said you wanted to go pro, right? Believe me or not, I know this sounds like a lot of BS, but the truth is, whether right now while we're talking, there's some other kids somewhere else in this country putting up hoops right now doing layups. Truthfully,
you not lazy?
Me? I have my days. Nobody gonna be straight up working hard every day. Larry Bird probably took a day off every now and then.
But back in middle school, DeAndre wasn't so determined. He had an attitude, occasionally cussing at teachers.
Wasn't always the smartest move. Yeah, there was some gang play, some weed and drugs. So I was basically by myself, sub-governing myself, and my government was terrible.
DeAndre doesn't blame his father for him acting out, but does say dad not being around hurt.
I was sad and angry for a long, long time. A long time. Then I came to the realization that being angry and mad at the world ain't gonna bring him back or gonna make up for that lost time. But at a young age, I had to realize I'm the man of the house now. I gotta do what I gotta do.
DeAndre was lucky to have lots of support at home, but says MBK is what really got him to straighten up.
Tharp pulled me off to the side. Hey, Trey, this is what you want to do. So I'm going to show you how you do it. At first, I was thinking, man, he's crazy, man. I can do this if I wanted to. Then I said I wanted to make good grades and be big in football. And I never had no one to show me how to do it. I've never had no one coach me on how to do it or to give me support on how to do it.
DeAndre lives in a nice home with his mom and three younger siblings.
When we moved in here, at first I didn't like it all because I had to lose a lot of my friends because a lot of my friends live back on that side of town. Then I realized it was for the better.
Mom Lene says in that old neighborhood, there were lots of drug busts and domestic disputes. She was going back to school at the time.
So I told myself then while I was doing my homework, typing a term paper up, I said, you know what, as soon as I get my degree, I'm moving my kids out of this place. We're going to go and we're going to, you know, I felt like I had to give my kids a fighting chance.
Mom is supportive, tries to go to all his games, but is glad Tharp and MBK are there for her son, giving him positive men to model himself after. She wants what a lot of parents want for their kids.
You want to go to college? And hopefully pay back some of the grief he gave me. No, he quit. No, I want him to be successful. That's all I really want him to do, is be a productive citizen.
And education is a cornerstone of MBK. In fact, Tharp requires all the boys to be on a path to college. He says it can change a whole community.
We have a lot of young men who are changing the outsets of their families.
Tharp is trying to create a chain reaction. He supports the boys, who then support each other.
Now we have greater and better fathers. We have better brothers. We have better husbands.
But he knows that change happens one boy at a time. For WBOI News, I'm Virginia Alvino.